Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Ouch. Be part of the solution, part of the, part of the conversation, right? How do we do that? We've talked about this a million times. Come on, do I have to keep telling you? Get involved by heading up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot you can get involved with. Sign up for the weekly news blast, or whatever you want to call it. It's not really a newsletter. It gives you an idea of what's going on in the show, who we're going to be having on, things we're going to be talking about. And you seriously need to be informed. Look around. Look what's happening all around us. Look what Joey B is. I mean, my God, again. What are we going to call him? The cheater in chief? I don't know. I mean, he basically stole a speech that he was giving to the U.S. Coast Guard the other day. It was from Ronald Reagan. I mean, what is that all about? Is it the only way he knows how to operate? All right, hit the ground. I'm sorry. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, and truly engage. Listen to what's going on. Ask questions. I'm going to have Alfonso Rachel, who we lovingly refer to as Zo, after the break. I've got a lot to talk to him about tonight. I know some of you really, really appreciate, really understand what we're trying to do when he's on with me. Trying to give you a real solid feel, solid understanding. It's how God's word applies to your everyday walk, your everyday. I mean, I can't tell you. I just went round and round with somebody about a Christian about politics, about not being involved in politics. I said, "You buy gas today? Yeah, you're involved in politics."
What do you mean?
I mean, what do I mean? Who do you think sets the tax prices for these things? Politicians. People you elected, well, you're sitting there screaming about how high the taxes are. And for some of my Christian friends, here's one for you. Why are you giving the government so much money when you could be giving God your money? Wouldn't that be so much better? Just saying. Just asking the question. You do what you want with it. Facebook shut down a pro-Israel page. After it was reported that it was targeted by a hate speech campaign, why not block the people that were putting it up? Why take the page down? I mean, can you imagine that done to any other group in any other way? The Jerusalem Prayer Team was a page. They had tens. You ready for this one? They had tens of millions of followers. And it was shut down on Friday after it was flooded with comments from people who allegedly wanted it taken offline. The Page founder, Michael Evans, told the Christian Broadcasting Network that there was an organized attempt by radical Islamists to target the Page. It doesn't matter who targeted the Page. I mean, it's a Pray for Israel page. What's the problem? Yeah, it's just amazing. Evans then said that the people who posted over 1 million comments contacted Facebook to say they'd never written on the site. Right. Separate news outlet reported that Evans said some of the content posted was extremely anti-Semitic, including photos of Hitler. It was a complete scam and a fraud. It was a very clear deceptive plan by the Islamic radicals. And again, Facebook can block these guys in a heartbeat. They do it to us conservatives. They keep us from being able to get out to pages and places we need to go. Now, Evans reportedly has been the leading online prayers for Israel daily. I mean, this thing has just been cranking away. People hop up there and they throw their prayers. Not throw their prayers, but you know what I'm saying. They add their prayers. So, you know, when you sit here and look at this, again, don't tell me that Facebook, well, some of you have, is open forum for us to have discussion, because it's not true. We all know it's not true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he ramped up his rhetoric on Wednesday as a deadly conflict continues in the Gaza Strip. Now, the U.S. is calling to de-escalate, but what are they really doing about it? They're going to stop giving money to Hamas via the U.N. Just stop. Israel continues, yeah, and again, they always say, they've been saying, or Psaki and others in the White House have been saying, Trump did absolutely nothing for the White House. Like, are you for real? How many drugs does it take to believe that? Trump did nothing for the Middle East? Are these people for real? It's always amazing to me that they actually let that stuff fall off their tongue without laughing, choking, or dropping dead. One of the three. We had peace in the Middle East. Total peace? No, of course not. But we had peace in the Middle East. We had a man that allowed open prayer in the White House. We had a pro-life administration. And what do you got now? Really, what do you got now? You got a band of socialists / communists. They're going to show you who God really is. And it ain't the Creator. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You know, as she was saying that, RT was saying that, I was thinking of Joey B at the Coast Guard event the other day, and him stealing Ronald Reagan's speech. Now, what's funny about that is that I can't play it. Some of you heard it. He tells a joke. Joey tells a joke that Ronald Reagan told him. Now, why would you do that? That's like when I was a kid. The girls that were dating me would try to cook what my mother cooked. And it's like, forgive me for saying it this way, but how stupid can you be? Right? Why would you go against my mom and my grandmother? So here he is doing a joke from Ronald Reagan. The man, that is not a place for him to be. He was so far out of his league. And on top of it, he doesn't even give Ronnie credit for it. Well, maybe at this point, maybe that was a good thing because he screwed it up so bad. And then he insults the cadets by basically calling them dull. Now, these are young men and women that are going to be protecting his behind, you know, when they finally get out there and get rowing. All right, let's get some sense brought into this picture. Let's bring in Alfonso Rachel, my buddy that he's with us every week. I always appreciate his time with us, and you know, he's also the host of the Zopi and Den, the Anti-Fighting Duddy Bible Study, and the Zo Love Zo. Always a pleasure to have you with me, bro.
Man, you know the country's in trouble if you're calling on me for some sanity.
You know, but I mean, seriously, he tells a Ronald Reagan joke, doesn't give him credit, botches the joke, and then, you know, that's like a comedian go, what's wrong with you people? That was funny. You need to go. We need to bring another crowd in here that has a clue as to what funny is.
And did he get mad and call the soldiers like dog face pony soldiers or something like that? It makes me think of like, what was that?
Close.
It makes me think of, what was that, Eddie Murphy, man? It's like, man, I'm like worried about you guys going to work next day and trying to tell my jokes, man.
Well,
don't be messing up my jokes.
Speaking of a joke, this, you know about this guy, Stephen? See, I don't watch sports stuff. So this Stephen A. Smith, I guess he's a commentator, some kind of sports commentator or something or whatever, or he's into sports or what have you. He says he doesn't give a damn if you're uncomfortable talking about race because this has to be talked about. Tim Tebow's return to the NFL to a second-rate team is proof of white privilege. Yeah, you know, why didn't Colin get it? You know what I'm saying? Take a listen.
Wow.
I want you to, no, this is good. You got to hear this. I mean, the whole clip is 3 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole clip. I may do it later on in the show, but take a listen.
This show, when George Floyd ultimately was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the cop, and you saw people rioting and protesting in the streets, it wasn't just about him. It was about the symbolism of what transpired. Because black people have repeatedly felt like we have the proverbial knee on our neck. We constantly have to scratch and claw our way. And when we see someone of a different ilk, of a different ethnicity, getting opportunities we know we would never get, that's where the word white privilege comes from. The words white privilege come from. And you yourself, Max, have been on...
Now... Now look at it. When somebody, basically what he's saying here is, when somebody other than a black man gets an opportunity, then that is proof that white privilege exists. How about maybe the white guy, the Asian guy, the Hispanic guy, you know, I mean, the Guinea guy, whatever. Maybe they're just better runners and catchers. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I'm not a sports guy. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I don't watch a whole lot of sports. I have you mentioned the Asian guys. Is there a lot of Chinese people playing football?
I don't know. I'm not going there, but yeah, I don't know.
Get the kicking their way past, you know, on down to the field goal, man. But this kind of butt hurt, man. It's constantly making, you know, black folks look like the biggest sissies in the world, man. And they're talking about white privilege. It's like, okay. Well, if white, it's like they're going on about white privilege and white supremacy, and it's like, well, I guess if white people have the power to keep doing it, well, I guess that would make them superior now, wouldn't it? Because it just seems like white people could just keep on getting away with doing whatever it is that they want, and the only way that they're ever going to stop is if they step down from their seat of power. It's like nobody is more invested in this idea of white supremacy than these butt-hurting black folks. Right, these people, they get on my nerves, man. It's like every day, they're basically saying white people are superior, and you guys need to stop being superior to us. It's like it's an insult, man. It's like nobody is more superior to other, but you can make a phantom of it, you know. And it's like, look, man, we've got things, we've got innovation that lots of people have contributed to, man. It's like, and I'm not the kind of person that says, you know, hey, we should give credit to this person. It's like if you did it to benefit the human race, good on you. I will have more. I can see. I'm not blind. If you're white, if you're Asian, if you're black, if you've made these contributions, I see you. You get more credit if you keep stop trying to make it about yourselves and all that sort of stuff and just, hey, man, I just want to do something to benefit mankind. Jeez.
I am so much with you. I mean, it's really funny. It's, again, you know, when I was a kid growing up, one of the things that was a big deal growing up in the north end of Boston, my uncle would always say to me, when you start to feel sorry for yourself, right, because you couldn't get out of there, and it was, you know, a really poor place to be. And he'd say, you know what, the only thing keeping you here is you. What's wrong with you? You're going to whine the rest of your life? Or are you going to get your butt out of this place, not just get a job, but get a skill? Once you get a skill, you can get out of here and go a place you want to. And I think that was great advice. There was no coddling when I was a kid, frankly, by any of my family members. And not that I know, as I'm told on a regular basis, not that I know the black experience. But you look in the 70s and see how, you know, Italians and the Irish were treated in certain parts of the country. It was not very good. Let's put it that way. You know?
Yeah, everybody's tasted it, man. It's saying, unfortunately, you know, with the black community, they're just convinced that nobody has ever experienced racism or oppression like black people have. And it's like, okay, well, oh, great. We get the medal as far as victimhood. You know, it's like, is that the thing that we want to be able to be the champions of? We're the biggest victims in America. Give us our medal. It's like, come on, man. it's you know, for all the things that black folks, these Afrocentric types, not all black folks, man, it's because this isn't something that's in our genes. This is a cultural thing that's been beaten to their heads. It's like they want all this credit for all these innovations and stuff like that, but it really seems like the thing they want to be the superlative of is the victims. Nobody's a better victim than we are. Nobody has ever had to be victims more than us. It's like, wow, man, for all the things that you guys want credit for, it's like, but this is this one right here. You want the prize for this one.
You know, it's funny, you brought up the inventions, not just inventions, but things that are made to make life easy. I want to quickly hit on a list of simple things that were invented by black folks over the years that make our life so much easier. And it's just funny. Whatever. Anyhow, pump it up. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire after 11 days of war. He said he's been in frequent contact with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally,
Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries. With the aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out.
He expressed hopes that the ceasefire would pave the way towards a lasting peace. Earlier at the White House, Biden signed into law a bill to stop hate crimes against Asian Americans.
My message to all of those of you who are hurting is we see you. And the Congress has said we see you. And we are committed to stop the hatred and the bias.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me bring him back on because I love having him on with me. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And before we get rolling here in the conversation like we always do, tell people how to get your music. And people, listen, you always complain about things like this, but here's the deal. The only way you support us is you buy, well, I don't have music, he has music, but you buy the stuff that we have to sell if you appreciate it, you want to help out. He's got music. You should be listening to his music. So, how do we help?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and indeed, man, we see that music is a powerful medium to use messaging, and a lot of that messaging has been used to screw people up. So, you know, hopefully people will support, you know, a better a market of better messaging and music. So if they can catch my project, you know, 20-pound sledge, you know, on my website, that would be fantastic. You know, light a candle, don't just curse the darkness.
Or get a flashlight, you know.
Or get a flashlight, yeah. There's that too.
So, I am not making fun here. This is all pure sincerity. And you had brought up, you know, how people harp on certain things and they don't, you know, they don't look at the bigger picture or what have you. And, you know, black innovators, black inventors or what have you, and maybe it's because of the position they had where they were doing a lot of manual labor in the early days. There are so many things that they have invented to make life easy for the rest of us that people take for granted.
Yeah.
You know, and again, no giggling, because I appreciate this. You know, the ironing board, security systems, home locks and such, and that kind of stuff. You've got the refrigerated trucks. I mean, we're pretty sad. We wouldn't have much ice cream if it wasn't for refrigerated trucks.
Right. Hey, you know, and matter, speaking of making life easier or inventing and sponsoring things, if people were talking about an invention, hey, you know what a lot of the world has been waiting for, Joe? They've been waiting for that lightsaber, man, and I made one. Not an actual lightsaber that, like, will cut through a car or something like that.
Oh, don't bother. What are you doing?
Well, no, but seriously, I mean, you know, you ain't going to be able to take this thing to, like, you know, cosplay or anything like that. You know, they won't let you in the door, man. It's going to be a weapon. But, hey, people are looking for that lightsaber, man, that extends automatically and retracts automatically. I made one. Now, if somebody wants to contact me to go ahead and help me get this funded to get it made, holla at me. Forgive me for the shameless plug, but we're talking about inventions and sponsoring. I know people have been waiting for it. I made it. I made the prototype. It works.
It is not shameless. No. You're right on. And matter of fact, shame. You were talking about shame. Let me. I won't give the name. But shame on the one or two companies I talked to about it who really was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to go to China right now, and that's where they're all made, because we don't make anything in this country anymore. So,
right.
I mean, just anyway. Put America.
Which is one of the reasons why I've had such a hard time getting this made, Joe, is because anybody I talk to is like, well, I've got a contact in China. It's like, dude, I don't want to have it made in China. Can we just make this here? Nobody will help me get this thing made here. But, hey, but the force is strong with this invention, man. If somebody wants to step forward and help me get it made,
I don't want a COVID light sword. I want a regular light sword. So, ooh. So anyway, yeah, you know what? And that's something we should work on. So if any of you do know companies or you've got a connection of some kind in this country, and I agree with them. Like the MyPillow guy, let's make it here. It was invented here. And you know what I mean? Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Period. That simple. And for those of you who don't like to walk upstairs, yes, it was a black man that did automatic elevator. Automatic elevator. Yeah, you say that three times fast. Automatic elevator doors. And so, I don't know. There's just a slew of inventions. And
let's not forget the blues and jazz.
Well, okay. All right. So technically, God created music, so... Blues, I love them. Blues is among my favorite music ever. I just have always enjoyed it. So
that's okay. Right, man.
You took me off task there. I was having a lot of fun with that.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Okay. You know, but, you know, it's funny because I had people while we were talking during the break start sending me even more. I didn't realize the upheaval of the black community over Tim Tebow getting this position.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I mean, everything is racist now, John. In order for you to seem enlightened and in the know and just an overall good person, Joe, you got to see everything as racist now. You know, that's just where we are. I'm having me a cup full of racism right now.
Oh, I'm good with that. Mm.
That's really it's so good. You know, it's like,
oh, and I'm sure you drink your coffee black too, don't you?
Well, you know, hey, it's got to be strong and bitter and dark, man. When I look at my cup, it should be dark enough to say, let's go commit murder. No, that's too dark. That's too dark. But you know, no. Actually, I like a lot of cream and sugar in my coffee.
No, I do too. I remember. So listen to this. Here's another one. You know, a Virginia school teacher now says that adultism, and you know, I never even heard that term until a couple of years ago, and I had to have my oldest daughter explain to me what adulting is. I just thought it was growing up. You know, that's what we called it, right? You get older, you do things adults do, right? But apparently, adultism now, you ready for this one? Is religious privilege. So.
I didn't see that coming. Honestly, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, there's a book out called The Racial Healing Handbook, and it has ideas that, you know, about other school, you know, how schools are handling this kind of thing, how they're handling oppression, how they're handling families, and apparently, you know, having a family, you know, the being an adult, doing things the right way or with responsibility, is based on religious beliefs. And therefore, if it's based on religious beliefs, it must be, religious privilege. Although I don't get that, because right now I don't know of any kids, Christian kids especially, who feel like they have any kind of privilege at school, right?
I hear you, man. But let me tell you why I didn't see this coming, man. Because I thought I don't see how adulting can be religious, because according to these people, religion is nothing but a bunch of fairy tales. So how can religion be the adult thing to do when it's supposed to be a bunch of fairy tales, you know, spine spaghetti monster and all that sort of stuff? I thought adulting was, hey, you get up, you go to work, or, you know, you make sure that you're, you know, you handle your business before you go and, you know, enjoy your pleasures and all that sort of stuff. I thought that's what adulting was supposed to be. And actually, yeah, when it gets down to it, grown folks, when you're actually grown, you understand what the Word of God was talking about, and then you apply these things in your life and stuff like that. So, yeah, that would be, I guess, yeah, that's growing up, sure.
When you read some of the things that these people put out, you know, I'm telling you, these must be LSD trips that came back to haunt them or something. Because they go on, this woman goes on to say that adultism manifests an idea that children and adolescents must be controlled and don't have any control over their own bodies or decisions. for example, you know, if you, you know, white trans children, see how they do this? They uh-huh. you know, at the top, they've ripped a religious belief, and then they go down to this, and then what does it do? It jumps into the trans. I can't believe these people are less than single digits in the community as a whole. And by the way, detransitioning is up tremendously. So these young kids that have transitioned, as they start to get into their 20s, they detransition out of that because they're like, what the heck did I do? But let me finish this because this will send you through the roof. Christian privilege is a hallmark of religious privilege. It's present in many countries, and they force their belief on others. So apparently we're the big bad guys because we believe in our God. We believe in the Creator, and we believe that kids should be kids, and we believe that we should control our kids to keep them from taking the car at 70 years old out for a drive in the middle of the night. What do you think?
Man, where do we start with this, man? These snot-nosed, boil-rotten... Okay, Christians, we're privileged, and we want to control everything, and it's like, no, you guys got it backwards. Christianity ain't about, like, trying to control you. It's about keeping y'all from making these policies and these worldviews be ruling over us. It's like, look, man, you guys go ahead and do you, but when you guys want to make it a law for us to have to abide by these things, like, right. No, man, you can't be doing that. That's not live and let live. That's not liberty. You guys wanted to, and everything, you guys, you know, they talk about this adulting and fairy tales. They need to get the record straight as far as that goes, man. But they wanted to where basically kids run the house. If a kid wants to say, hey, I'm a boy, wants to say I'm a girl, you got to abide by this kid's fantasy. And that stuff translates into things like, you know, the fantasy that there's all this white privilege. So Tim Tebow wants to play football. That's white privilege. Everything is racist. Everything is a flipping fairy tale with these people, or a troll tale or whatever. It's they're making us live their nightmare, man. And, you know, but hey, really quick, man, you know, with the black. Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Don't forget, because I want you to hit on that, because this is a lot of Christians back away from this. Don't back away from this stuff.
Yeah.
Stand up for what your God told you to do. And don't worry about whose feelings you hurt. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. There's the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back in because, you know, I love when we get rolling on this. And then we got the commercial. A few people would just send me some checks. We wouldn't have to do this anymore. Anyhow. So thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. So I want you to finish up what you were saying before we went to break.
You know, the thing about, you know, you're seeing a lot of this, the black community coming out and making everything about, and then you have, like, you know, a lot of the white, you know, liberal SJW, so-called social justice warriors capitalizing on this because they want a race war and they do want to use black folks to basically topple the republic, and they want to make it into a democracy, which is going to really go bad. But it's easy to do this with the black community because the black community is already raised to be very insecure. The black community is already raised to be very offended. You know, we've talked about this before, Joe. It's easy for blacks to see themselves as victim because that's how they're raised. They're raised to be very insecure about themselves. They're raised to already be insecure about being black. In black culture,
it's the thing to do to, like, it's like playing the dozens. You're going to insult another black person, and the best insults you can throw is to basically insult them for how dark they are, you know, the texture of their hair and things like that, and then let them know it's like, you know, no matter how, what you do, white folks is just still going to see you as just another N-word and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, so if you're trying to be smart and cool and successful, you're just trying to be the white folks who are never going to accept you and all that sort of stuff. This is what's taught in black culture. So it starts from a very young age. And now every you know, non-white race basically kind of does that, you know, watch out for the white man and all that sort of stuff. But to the degree of where black folks are, black folks will really come down and curse another black person for being black. You can't do anything without them prefacing the curse of you being black first, right? And then they'll express their grievance with you. And so you have kids that take that into the school, and they've already got this burden of insecurity on them, and they're looking at everybody else thinking, do they see me as bad as my black peers do?
Interesting. I mean, for real, I mean, interesting. It's like, but maybe not to the same degree, but every group has, like, even in the Italian culture, mm-hmm. You know, they separate. You know, I think in the Mexican world, you've got is it a wetback, greenback, or whatever? You know, the
money.
Yeah, wetback. Okay, so you know, in Italian culture, they, you know, they have the derogatory term greaseball. All right, that's, you know, that's a guy that's just working and he's really not very intelligent and good for digging ditches. I mean, they've got these terms for the different groups, sure, from within the groups. And to your point, even I can see how hard it is sometimes for those guys to get out of that, because they've been called a greaseball all their lives, or they've been, right, you know, whatever it is. I get it. I understand that portion of it. And there's only one that can get you out of that, though, isn't there?
That's right, man.
Softball, buddy.
Well, that's what, you know, people need to stop, you know, like with the black community, they're looking for redemption, salvation, pride, esteem. They're looking for these things in their skin color. They want to be, you know, they want to be made to feel like, you know, we was kings in Wakanda and stuff like that. It's like your kingdom is not there. Your kingdom is in the Lord, you know. But now, to your point, when you're talking about, like, you know, with grease balls and, you know, and when we're talking about, like, you know, wetbacks and things like that, the thing is, they're cultural things. They're things that you acquire. Like, say, for instance, if a person is crossing the border, or they had to swim across the border and stuff like that, that's something that they weren't born with, you know, or a person who was a grease ball. They weren't born, you know, with some pomade in their hand. And, you know, some might argue that they might have been. But the thing is, when you're black, that is something that's inherent. That's just something that you're born with. So you're basically, in the black community, you are born with a fault. You it's like already a crime for you to be black. Now they're gonna try to talk about, oh, the man, the police officer, stuff like that. No, the first one who's gonna curse you for being black is another black person.
Interesting.
And like with people, like, you know, when they talked about, like, you got Colin Kaepernick talking about how white people, the first person to do Colin Kaepernick dirty was his own father, who walked out on him and his mother. All right, but he wants to make it, and his father was black, but he wants to make it like white people are the people who are doing all this evil. It's like the first person to do you evil, dude, was your own father. So, you know, but...
Oh, but you can't say that. You can't say that. Well, you can get away with it.
I'm going to say.
But anytime you bring it back to the family, anytime you try to bring it back to, you know, they think you're attacking a single mom. You're not. Many of these moms whose dad, white, black, green, or whatever, these dads who walked out, these moms made a go of it. They did most of these moms did the best they could do with what they had and the hours in the day they had. Nobody's putting them down. The only place I'd put them down is, boy, you really choose a good dad for your son. other than that, no, but you know what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
Nobody's putting down the single mom. Many single moms, you know, hats off to them, because they did. They beat their brains out to give their kids a good life. But I like your point. I mean, first person to let you down was your dad. In your case, the dad happened to be black. So, you know, you can't place everything. And that has a mental effect on him for years to come, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed it does, man. It's a lot of it is denial, and you know, and he's trying to have some sort of claim
you know, on his nationality, you know, and even with a lot of this stuff is you're going to see that stuff even with single parents, like in, as far as the black community goes, you know, if you're straight up, you know, black, you're going to have these moms who are going to curse their kids because a lot of their kids, their dad walked out on them, and the wrath of the mom is going to come down on their kids. And the kids almost, a lot of them end up with a case of like Stockholm syndrome. You know, it's like, you know, because the mom becomes very oppressive and very overbearing. She's bitter. She's angry because of how, you know, the dad, you know, just knocked her up and left them with some kids and stuff like that. And that's if the kid even makes it out of the womb, because part of the reason why we're only 13% of the population is because blacks lead the way in terms of abortion.
Yeah.
So, true. You know, we destroy ourselves, Joe, and we're trying to blame the white man in general. But there are white people to blame, and they're called Democrats.
No, you and I had this conversation. I'm on board with you, but I mean, sincerely, the thing I don't get is the black community, and just like the Italian community. I mean, they're truly, even though they don't have a dad home sometimes, it's a family oriented scenario,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and yet somehow that the Democrats or whoever have got you believing, or have got a vast majority of women believing that. They can't have too many kids. They shouldn't be pregnant. You know, we've got these abortion clinics. We can get rid of this for you. You've got enough. Oh, my God, society's against you enough. You've got enough things going on. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, we're your salvation. We're the only ones that can help you. How in God's creation did that happen?
Well, they're definitely not encouraged to be married. We know that there's going to be a penalty for that. I mean, but that's the fashion, though, man. That's what we hear all the time. We need fathers. And there's no real responsibility, really, when it gets down to being a father. Because you could be this baby daddy and this baby daddy. It's like, you know, that's what we keep saying. We need fathers. No, there needs to be husbands.
Thank
right?
You.
You have to have men showing what it is to honor their wives and wives honor them. Because we've got these kids growing up totally insecure, man. Is it perfect? No. You can have a married couple and you know, they're gonna drop the ball in raising their kids. You know, that it's a better way to go. You know, but when you have a single mom, you know, it's yeah, God bless them, but at the same time I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No.
You know? It was a nightmare raising me.
Yeah,
so you should feel sorry for her. But it's, you know, I'm not the kind of person that y'all go single mothers. Like, no. You need to find a way to stick with your husband. Lead that dude to Christ. Eve was made to be Adam's helper, and she dropped the ball and so did he. Don't drop the ball. Keep each other accountable to God. Stay in your marriage and raise some solid kids.
How about, I'll make it easy for you. Just do it God's way.
Yes.
Stick to the word.
Just
because you met him in a bar on a Friday night and he looked good after three mugs of beer, it doesn't mean he's the right man for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many of these guys these guys that I have counseled, and they got into the marriage, we'll just say for all the wrong reasons, we'll put it that way. You know, and now 2.5 kids later, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, well, you obviously do. You have 2.5 kids. You know exactly what you're doing, okay? And we've not taught, even in the Christian community, look around, we've not taught our men how to be fathers, how to be husbands, how to be leaders in the community. And the women, I can't speak for women, but from what I see in some of the counseling I've done, they go along because that they're looking for that security. They're looking for that connection. I don't know, but it's not God's way. God will bring the ladies. God will bring the right man to you. All right, and don't be pointing around, right? I mean, right. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't say women go hunting your man, go hunting down a man for yourself. That's totally against God's word. That's the Book of Joe.
good word, man. But you know what I'm saying,
right?
Yes, I mean, definitely.
Like God did.
But you know, people say that, you know, well, there's no instructions on how to be a good parent. It's like, yes, there is. There is too. It's like we got the Word of God. It's like you just got to spend some time with it.
You got to pick it up, and you can do it. You know, blow the dust off it, and then open it up. And actually, it unlike your tablet, it would not read itself to you. Anyway. So tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzesurfingmedia.com. Got 20-pound sleds, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. See you guys there.
Yeah, he's all over the place. What can I tell you? He knows everything. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Fauci's pushing the Vatican to push vaccines. I wonder what that's all about. We'll be back soon.